Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio review time on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our DJV overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. It's compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, we get together to put a, the spin on this would be, it's the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, where we have some experts in talk radio, that is people who are hosts on the DJV program with me, going through the issues so you can hear some of the things we talked about during the week. In case you don't listen to the DJV program, I can't imagine why you wouldn't. You can find it every day, all day, as a matter of fact. Goes through the day, the full show, at djvshow.com. So let's get to the people list, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. The people list, as I think I try to change this up every week so that we can approach the issues in a different way. So I'm just going to run through the people list. If you have some comments, make them, and then we'll go on to the story list. The lists are all published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com every week, so you can see what's there, and we certainly go through the lists as we can through the course of these 2 hours. At number 10 on the people list, Rudy Giuliani. That's a story that deserves a little bit more time than just mentioning his name, and because it's in the list, the story list, we'll get to it in a few minutes. Joe Rogan as well. Let me just go through, because we'll get to all of these in the story list. Joe Rogan is at 9. Brian Flores is at 8. Whoopi Goldberg is at 7. Jeff Zucker at 6. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is at 5. Mike Pence is at 4. Donald Trump is at 3. Tony Fauci is at 2. And Joe Biden is at 1. Okay, so on the story list, number 10 is a focus on the climate and the winter storms. We look around the country at the moment, and as you hear this program, there will have been a massive number of states that will have gone through in the last 3-4 days this powerful storm, the winter storm that's gone. It's really a sprawling storm, forcing schools to close, knocking out power, massively disrupting road and air travel. I think I saw 4,500 flights were canceled over a couple of day period, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it started down in New Mexico and has spread all the way across the middle of the country, up into Canada. And so states of emergency all over the place. It's wintertime. You know, people get themselves all worked up into a frenzy about this. The damage that happens because we have not yet learned, or we haven't decided as a population, as a civilization, to put the power lines in the ground. We put the power lines hanging on poles everywhere, and as soon as there's an ice storm or lots of wind or whatever, the power goes out. It happens all year in almost every state. Summertime, lightning hits the poles, crash, bang, boom. They have heavy thunderstorms. That knocks out. It goes on and on and on, and we don't seem to. The power companies will tell you, well, it's too expensive, and we'd have to pass the cost on to ratepayers. So would you be willing, Jennifer, to pay more money? Well, you actually in California, most of the power line's in the ground anyway, right?
No. Well, not in my neighborhood.
I thought they were.
No. Depends. It depends on what my neighborhood is. Most of, believe it or not, most of Los Angeles does not have their power lines under the ground.
Well, the neighborhoods that I've been in Santa Monica, most of them are under the ground. Anyway, but it's
a lot of it just has to do with their own city and the city regulations and stuff.
Yeah.
So it depends on where you are. But I don't know. There's already such a huge. I mean, our power bills have gone up and up and up and up and up.
Yeah.
At some point, you want to get more service for all the
no
extra
competition.
Money.
I mean, that's what competition and monopolies do.
Up and up and up and up. No, not necessarily.
Mm-hmm. What about in where you are? Now, you're in a sort of modern complex there. Is everything underground in New Jersey where you are, Victoria?
I don't think so, no. I mean, they're power. Because
you
we lose power.
Look out the window. You see
well, but yeah, but
poles?
you
not in the actual apartment village where we are, but the surrounding city. It's all above. It's all big poles. Uh-huh. So, and we lose power, like, a lot. We've had so many random, when it's not even that hot or cold out, we just sort of have, like, a brownout for whatever reason. I don't know. But, yeah. But again, like, our electric bill was $250 this month, and we have a two-bedroom apartment. So, it's a
lot.
How
much?
$250.
For how many bedroom apartment?
Two. We have about 1,100 square feet.
I don't pay that much, and you know how big my house is.
Yeah. Either your house is really cold, or we're getting really ripped off. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't know if you have electric heating on. I have gas power.
We have electric. Yeah, it's all electric.
Okay, that's what it is. Yeah. All right. So that explains that. At any rate, this warmer weather that's coming in behind it, for those of you who are tracking the days, counting the days, as of this week, we are halfway through the winter season, the winter months. And if you've looked at any of the curves, the meteorological curves, you've seen the temperature, at least where I am in the Northeast, continue to phase up. Like as I'm doing this, it's raining and it's 44 degrees. We've had temperatures down. We had actually minus 4 a week ago. So it goes up and down, and people will say that's global warming, climate change. See, the thing that, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because we have a lot of other good things to talk about, but the climate change, global warming thing. Does climate change equal global warming, or the other way around, does global warming equal climate change? I say maybe somewhat, but it isn't completely responsible because the Earth does what the Earth does. So you put the two of them together, the Earth and its natural progression of changing itself and its structure, plus the fact that we've thrown a lot of fossil fuel fumes into the atmosphere, I think all of those things add up. But, you know, are we going to do, we were talking on the DJV program about the Postal Service ordering 80,000 new delivery vans that were gas-powered, and the EPA sent a note over to the guy that runs the Postal Service and says, no, you can't do that. Because we want everything to be electric. And
I think they already have the order in, right, for all the
gas
trucks, for the electric ones.
Yeah, they're going to do it anyway.
No. For the electric ones, yeah, they are already on order. So
at the Postal Service?
For the Postal Service, yeah. I'm pretty sure they already ordered those electric vans. I forget who's making them. I think Ford, maybe? I don't remember. But I think they're already on order. So, like, why would you order more gas trucks now? It's just,
well, because they can't get that Ford can't deliver on the electric ones. I think that's the, but they can't deliver on electric truck. People have bought, my son bought one of those electric Ford 150 F-150s. Can't deliver them. They can't make them because there's too many chips involved. That's one thing about the electric cars that nobody's been talking about. There are more chips to power and run those cars than in the normal car. And we all know what the nightmare situation is, thanks to the Chinese and others, mostly the Chinese, on the chip scale. The Chinese have hoarded hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of chips just to keep them away from the international market, to hurt the international market. And so on and on we go. Speaking of China, number 9 this week is the situation with China and the Winter Olympics, which gets started officially this weekend as you listen to this program. I was talking on the DJV program about an interview that I saw with a Bloomberg reporter. It was on Bloomberg, but it was being done in Beijing with a couple of Americans. One of them was a professor of Asian studies at some Northern California university, and she spent the time that she had with this fellow extolling the value, virtue, and the wonder of China. What a great, wonderful history we have, and we're doing so much to help the world. So the interviewer said, well, what about the Uyghurs? And she said, basically, what about the Uyghurs? That was kind of the answer to her. Yeah, lovely.
What did she say about the camp?
About the camp?
Yeah. Oh, didn't she say they were training camps?
She said they were training. Oh, yeah, they're training camps. Yeah, of course they are.
Right
on. Let me go back to Rudy Giuliani for a second, because the Masked Singer thing, we haven't really talked a whole lot about it. And I'm not sure that was Giuliani.
He's one of the contestants.
Of the contestants?
Yeah. And so when he took his mask off, I guess everyone was surprised. I haven't seen the clip. I don't think anyone's released it yet. But, yeah, I guess everyone was surprised to see it. And Ken Jeong and Robin Thicke walked off the set.
Give me a break.
Here's the thing, though. But Rudy Giuliani is, I mean, no one political belongs on that show. This is one of my favorite shows. It is a complete escape from all politics.
Okay.
And
so
I don't care about Rudy, because I don't want to see Gavin Newsom take a mask off either. Or Andrew Cuomo or anybody political.
If he did, I wouldn't like walk away. That's so disgusting.
I mean, you know, whatever. That's their choice. It's
The point is that this is a group of people that say that they don't like the right. They don't like Republicans because they're mean and they're nasty and all this stuff. Yet the mean and nastiest people are the ones who say that people need to be more kind to one another. I don't know. I just think it's such a hypocritical, icky look. If you can't stand and just do your job, which is what Robin Thicke and Ken Jeong are paid to do. They're paid to judge the Masked Singer. You do your job, and you get on with it. I don't know. It's not like Rudy Giuliani has committed murder. He says stuff that you don't like. That's what we do in this country. There's plenty of stuff that Ken Jeong says that I don't like, but I would still stand there.
This could be any politician. What really annoyed me as a huge fan of this show is that they brought politics into it. This was a bad call by the producers. This is a political free zone. Everybody I know from all walks of the aisles.
I'm with you.
Everybody loves the show. And this tainted it completely. The executive producer should be fired for this. They also threw their cast under the bus. They knew politically where Ken Jeong was. I don't know anything about Robin Thicke's politics.
He's not even an American. He's a Canadian.
Well, he's got a kid here, so I think he's a dual citizen. Yeah. But still, it doesn't matter. They ruined it. I feel like they completely... I was so looking forward to this season, and if they show
so
all this stupid stuff...
Jenny McCarthy's
she and Nicole Scherzinger, I guess, sat there and
stayed,
talked
and they
to him.
Did their thing. I mean, I guess it's easy to say...
I'm so disappointed.
I'm the first one to say take politics out of Hollywood, but Hollywood is all political. They are always spewing politics, so that's how we know how Ken Jeong feels, because they make it political.
I think that Victoria is 100% right, though. Keep that stuff off of shows like that. There's no place for it. We got enough politics in our lives.
But that's just facing out conservatives. That means nobody with conservative beliefs.
Well, but nobody should.
I don't want Cuomo. I don't want anybody else on there.
18 after the hour.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 at the hour now here on the overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. And we have from our social media, Twitter, Instagram, at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, answers to questions that relate to the charts, the subject matter that's in the charts. So we're going to get to some of your thoughts and your comments after this.
So and it
there.
It, here we are.
And now it's time for... Yes,
ta-da!
Right, okay. Ta-da! The Biden presidency so far... let's get some comments, people rating it. Here's Bobby, is it Leopardi? I guess it is. L-E-O-P-A-R-D-I. Thank you, Robbie, for your comment. He's a freaking saint compared to you-know-who. I think that's funny. But I want a JFK type, a young Democrat, to win in 2024. I'll peach your man then, I think. Bobby, that would be the way I'd look at it. Susie Ortiz, Trump. 2021. Okay. Huh?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
At least add 2024. I mean, come on.
That was last year.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Maybe that tells you something. Ryan Lundetti says he's flushing our money down the toilet, referring to Biden. That probably a reaction to the fact that this week the announcement was that we are, as a country, $30 trillion in debt. And guess how much debt there is in the Chinese government. Anybody want to guess?
I'm guessing zero.
Zero.
Yeah. Okay. And guess who holds all of our debt? Oh, China.
Ah, yeah, there it is. Okay, next question for our listeners on social media referred to Whoopi Goldberg's suspension from The View. Here's somebody identifying himself as a listener named Oddball, as opposed to Odd Job. Remember him from the Goldfinger movies? The race of... the people or person you said things about shouldn't dictate the punishment. Imus and Dean lost their shows. Equal treatment for everyone.
But the Imus said something racist, like blatantly racist.
Well, so did
So,
but that's not what she said.
I'll give you this, Victoria.
She did not make and certainly did not intend to make a racist comment against Jews. I mean, come on.
But here's the thing, and this is less about what Whoopi has said and more about what ABC and Disney have done. ABC and Disney painted themselves into a corner with how they have handled things in the past. Gina Carano said something about the pandemic and lost her entire career. Roseanne made a comment about Susan Rice when she was drunk and apologized.
That was a racist comment. Yeah.
And said she said she didn't know it was racist.
Oh, please.
And that's the same thing. But that's exactly. See, this is the thing, though, Victoria, is that Whoopi said the same thing.
Does anyone really believe that Roseanne didn't think of making a comment about a black woman and a gorilla?
But see, it's a really dangerous place to be because Whoopi Goldberg said something that I believe she was just stupid. I think Whoopi Goldberg is stupid when it comes to race. She thinks it always has to be about skin color. She didn't know Jews were considered to be a race, and she said something stupid. I don't think she's an anti-Semite, but I don't know. Yeah. That's just my opinion, and she said something anti-Semitic. And so now what? Disney fires two people and is now forced to suspend another. Like, it's a bad look because you have to be consistent, and that's the danger of cancel culture and getting rid of these people.
All right,
that
next listener's comment.
Standard.
Robin Frost says, if I did that on Facebook, there would be a backlash. 99% of any businesses I could work for would fire me, so why is this different? Listener named P-Duster65. That means others on the show were fired for less. Were they?
No.
I don't remember that.
On The View?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. All right, question, should the Olympics have been moved out of China? Let's see here. Everybody basically said they should have been moved. Carol LaPelle, Dan Myers as examples, Randy Ladd. There's a question about Neil Young and Spotify. Len says it's ironic that these hippies who made their careers from expressing their opinions and campaigning against the establishment are now in lockstep with the establishment. I thought that was an interesting comment. Thank you. And continue your comments on our social medias.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Mike Pence rejected former President Donald Trump's repeated claims that Mr. Pence could have overturned the 2020 election outcome during the January 6th special session of Congress, calling such notion un-American.
President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. Under the Constitution, I had no right to change the outcome of our election.
America's back at work. That's what President Biden had to say following the January jobs report put out by the Labor Department, which said the economy added 467,000 jobs last month. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Republican National Committee is formally censoring two Republican members, Wyoming's Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. They were targeted for their membership on the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. Cheney and Kinzinger also voting to impeach now former President Donald Trump last year. A resolution from the RNC saying the behavior of the two lawmakers has been destructive to the House, the Republican Party, and the Republic. The White House is again warning about Russian propaganda efforts to justify an invasion of Ukraine. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters it's right out of a thick Russian playbook.
We've seen them run false flag operations in the past and use confusion to launch military action many times in history.
U.S. intelligence agencies, without proof, believe Moscow was plotting a staged attack against Russians to rationalize a military assault on neighboring Ukraine. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are at 34 after the hour, our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Roundup, if you will, a review of the top 10 stories, the charts for the week of January 31st to February the 4th, here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. We're sort of still, I want to lurk around number 7 in a manner of speaking, because I think it's interesting, the football game, that's what they call it, the game of the year, the game of the century, whatever the nonsense.
The big game.
The big game, yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're not supposed to, because we're not licensed to talk about the Super Bowl. We're not supposed to say Super Bowl on the air, because we could
but
be
we
sued.
But we could say it's a bowl, and it's super.
Yes, it is.
No, I think
they
you
want
can say
right?
it,
they
as
want
long
you to
as
say the big game.
Money.
Big
right.
game, yes.
But it's only if you're making money from it. Like, a lot of people, like, advertise Super Bowl parties or something like that, and then they use the name to enrich themselves, and so,
Yeah.
I mean, how can you avoid it and, like, use a code word when you're on the radio?
So let me ask you about this: these questions that are coming up about why folks weren't informed about the apparent beating of that San Francisco 49ers fan.
Gosh, I would love to know. I have
what?
No wait, idea.
What's the story? I didn't hear this.
Yeah, this story
this has been
is
very
so buried.
Quiet, so, yeah.
And what really is annoying, and it's embarrassing, I live in Los Angeles, it is embarrassing because years ago, just to, for some context, years ago outside of a Dodger game, there was a huge back and forth between, I guess, a Dodger and a Giant fan, and it was started in the stadium, carried out to the parking lot. The people, I think the Dodger fan was part of a gang or something. He had like three other people that came and beat the living crud out of Brian Stowe was his name. I think he ended up dying. He was on life support for a long time. All over a stupid thing. Look, I don't like the Giants either. That doesn't mean you bash their heads in the parking lot. And it was a terrible look for Los Angeles. And the Dodgers had to pay and these fans had to pay. That was a few years ago. Now, apparently,
a guy who's supposed to be a 49ers fan who was in the crowd at SoFi Stadium is in a coma after he was attacked at the stadium on Sunday after the game. The Inglewood Police Department found him in the parking lot L around the stadium, about a half an hour after, I guess, the game had started, which is kind of bizarre. They found him at 4 o'clock in the afternoon local time. Firefighters were called in. They identified the guy as Daniel Luna, who's a restaurant owner from Oakland, 40 years old. They moved him. He's wearing a 49ers jersey when they found him, which is why they think that could be a reason for the attack, a dispute or something like that, and not a robbery. The ER staff put him into a coma. He's still there. He's been induced into a coma. They're trying to figure out what happened, whether or not this was
an advanced civilization or not. Are we?
I don't know.
Cro-Magnons here with these.
What I think is so weird to your point about this, Doug, is I live here. I watch the local news every single day. It didn't pop up until the end of the week.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Speaking of the football season, the mask wearing for fans, apparently this came about as the result of your hero and mine, Mayor Eric Garcetti, urging fans to keep their masks on when he takes his off.
So irritating.
these guys.
These people need like a course in leadership before they take office, right? God. If you're going to make these crazy rules for other people, then you got to follow them too.
All right, number six on the story list is the exiting stage left of Jeff Zucker from CNN. I don't know if he's a household name or not, but it's becoming a household name if people don't know. He used to produce the Today Show, and then he went to CNN to run run their network, and he's gone because he's having an affair with a worker, and that didn't set well. I guess it all started with Cuomo, right? Isn't that where this all started? Cuomo.
Well, but during
fired?
The investigation about Chris Cuomo, I guess Jeff Zucker admitted that he had not disclosed his relationship with this woman, and so that's how it really the Chris Cuomo stuff. Like a lot of people, are like, oh, Chris Cuomo, you know, he had so much power or whatever. I don't really think so. I mean, I think this just came out during that investigation. So yes, it's tied to Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo certainly has an axe to grind, but I think that this was the worst kept secret ever. And Jeff Zucker wanted to leave a year ago. His resignation was almost like cheerful. He was like, well, okay, bye.
But
he was so happy.
The stuff that's come out, and there have been pieces in the Wall Street Journal and some of the anchors themselves over at CNN, like, I don't know, maybe Jeff Zucker wasn't sad about leaving, but this was definitely not something that he wanted to do. He was asked to leave by the CEO at Warner Media, and part of what happened is when they were investigating Chris Cuomo said he wanted to be paid out for the rest of his contract. Zucker said, no, we're not paying you out for the rest of your contract. You're gone. And Chris Cuomo's lawyer said, well, we know that you've been in this relationship with Allison Gullis, who's like the head of marketing at CNN. You haven't disclosed it. That's an underling, and you're breaking our corporate policy. And they blackmailed Jeff Zucker, allegedly. And so Zucker's like, I'm not going to pay you out. They went to Warner Media. Warner Media then pushed Zucker out. And the people at CNN are, I mean, they're not making this a secret. Jake Tapper went on and said that the bad guy has won in all of this, meaning Chris Cuomo, for his role in taking down Jeff Zucker. Allison Camerota was crying her eyes out on television about it. Brian Stelter was upset about it. I mean, it's really interesting how this came to be, especially because no one seemed to be surprised. They all knew he was dating her. It just hadn't been officially disclosed. But that was enough.
Okay. Speaking of the Cuomos, there's a big to-do about the new mayor of New York, Eric Adams, having Governor Cuomo to dinner. Guess who's coming to dinner? And so what's the big deal? Does that mean Eric Adams is complicit with Cuomo because he was accused of sexual harassment? I love the way the dots are connected here, kind of sideways and circular. So he wants to have dinner with Cuomo. What's the big deal?
Well, I mean, they knew each other because Cuomo was the governor and, you know, Eric Adams was the president of the borough of Brooklyn. But, I mean, it's I think this says a lot more about Cuomo than it does about Eric Adams. Cuomo is everywhere now. He is all over the city. He is staging something. He's met with union leaders in very public restaurants. Now he meets with the brand new mayor of New York.
President Cuomo,
I don't know if he's going to run for governor again in New York. work? I don't know, but he is definitely gearing up for something. So
Adams had dinner with Bloomberg and Bill Blasio. He's looking for advice on governing. I don't know why he'd go to Blasio. I wouldn't want to get any advice from him.
Well, I think transitionally you probably do want to meet with your predecessor to go over some things, especially in a pandemic. But I don't think this looks bad for Adams. I think this just looks.
No.
For me personally, I'm very more interested in what Cuomo's up to.
All right, number five. Situation with Russia. Ladies, the U.S. has accused Russia of planning a, quote, staged video as a pretext for Ukraine, the attack on them. So
not
has anybody seen
not a
this?
Stretch, right? Yeah, I don't know why people are fighting back on this. The British,
intel
says the same thing. You know that they're gonna show this like fake video. What was the movie where there was like a whole war launched and it was over a fake video? Wasn't that Dustin Hoffman in it? There was a movie.
Yeah,
Was it Wag the Dog or something like
that?
It was something.
That's it. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah. It's basically like that's what Russia's going to do. I mean, that's how far behind they are on movies, but that's what they're going to do.
But this is not the first time they've done something like that, right? Because they always have to have an excuse for making a more aggressive move. And so it's definitely not out of the realm of possibility. And it's an interesting tactic, maybe by bringing it up and making it global news. Maybe that stops them from being able to do it.
What do they do in Ukraine, other than stay cold? Do they have an industry there? They do farming, I know that, but what else goes on in Ukraine? Banking. Oh, banking. Really? Oh. Well, I know that the reason that Putin wants it is because he likes that resort he has in the Crimean Sea, so he wants to control the country. To do that.
So he can be shirtless more often.
Right, yes. Yeah, that'd be cool.
On a horse.
Imagine you're a Russian soldier and you're working that side of the street. Okay, so let's see. Number four, I really don't want to talk about this. You're welcome to take a shot. January 6th investigation, I'm sick of it. What's new?
What's new is that Trump has said that he would pardon the people who've been sentenced.
Yeah, it is.
And that's caused a lot of flack from the left and from the right.
Wait a minute.
Well, if he wins, then that's what his plan was. A lot of Republicans are not okay with that, so he's gotten it's pretty divisive.
I think that a lot of Republicans are wearing out on Trump. I'm not sure Jennifer is.
I don't know about that. No, I don't know about that.
Okay.
And believe me, I look at stuff. It's not just about my own personal feelings. I look at stuff from other perspectives. And he's winning in like every poll when asked about candidates that people would like.
What I do think is interesting, though, is that Liz Cheney, your girlfriend, Doug, she has been raising money in, like, record numbers. So, obviously, there are a lot of people. Yeah, but still, I think there are. I know plenty of Republicans who think that she makes sense.
It's like Kristen Sinema. Kristen Sinema, there's a big story about how she's raised like $1 million in the last month or something like that. And it's all from Republicans. So, it's funny how alternate parties get involved.
Ain't it
because
funny?
They want support.
Yeah. Our time slips away. Okay. So, here's something that maybe I'm just looking this over right now. Politics of COVID, politics of the Olympics. Nancy Pelosi has told the Olympic athletes, is Pelosi over there? I would think they'd...
No, she's not over there. No one went over there. It was a diplomatic boycott.
She said, don't use the games as a venue for protesting. Basically, if you want to stay... If you don't want to end up spending a couple of years in China.
Well, she's right. Because
they
can get stuck there. And they're filing lawsuits already against journalists who have dared to say anything about the Uyghurs. So, and once they file a lawsuit, you're stuck in China. You can't leave the country and wait for it to go through the courts. It's not like over here. I mean, you're stuck there. And you're arrested and you're in jail. She's right to say that. This is not the time. If you want to be an athlete and you want to go and compete in the games, this is not the time to let your politics fly. This is not safe.
Number two on our list has to do with the economy. I noticed the number of permanent store closures in the aftermath of this past holiday shopping season has gone down, comparing it to the same time last year. So if you look back last year, 742 store closures. down, oh, that's this year, down 65% from what it was in the same period. So that's a good sign in the economy, right? They're more
and it's a sign
surviving.
That I think people have been really pent up indoors and they want to go out to a mall or go shopping in a store.
Get Amazon, yes.
Yeah.
Please.
I think that's a big sign.
Or and go shopping you. At the new Amazon store in the mall.
Yeah, in the mall. Right, exactly. They're everywhere. Ah, man. And every time I think about Amazon, I can think of, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't see some truck parked in the middle of the road delivering this stuff. But yet Amazon beat earnings expectations. The profits doubled for Amazon last quarter. The price of a Prime membership is $139 now. Would you pay $139 for Prime membership in Amazon?
I do, I guess.
To say
I do.
15%?
Yeah.
There you go. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of January 31st to February 4th. Doug Steffen here, bringing it home from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, the focus on winter storms and our climate in general. At number 9, the Olympics and what's going on with China. Number 8, Joe Rogan and what's going on with Spotify. Number 7, Whoopi Goldberg gets suspended and Brian Flores files a lawsuit against the NFL. Number 6, the former leader of CNN, the cable news network, Jeff Zucker, been around television for a long time. He got fired. Number 5, situation, the tension, if you will, between us and Russia and the Ukrainians and Russia and the Europeans. At number 4, that continuing overview of what happened January 6th last year. Crime and violence in general. Number 3, the economy and its situation in our lives, the role it plays, number 2, and COVID, number 1. Those are the stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine. Okay, so there it is, our overview of the charts with our thoughts. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen at your service at 48 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you will feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Next up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is an overview of the official list of people. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be among the names here, I guess, as we go through from 10 to number 1. At 10, Rudy Giuliani and his Masked Singer appearance. Joe Rogan is at number 9. He can't catch a break, and maybe he doesn't, I don't know whether he deserves one or he doesn't, but he's not getting one. Brian Flores, number 8, very interesting story there. Whoopi Goldberg kind of takes it on the chin at number 7. Jeff Zucker takes a walk. He's 6. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin is number 5 on the list. Mike Pence is number 4, interestingly enough. Donald Trump is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1 on the list of people, personalities, the folks that we cover and talk about. This list available every week at talkers.com and also djvshow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. Let's add to your listening and dancing pleasure here with the countdown from number 5 to number 1 of the top technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen to do the honors at number 5. The FCC is shining, would you say? Yes or no? I think you like Jessica Rosenworkel. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if the few things that this new FCC has done, I am not unhappy with. I think this is. I feel like when it comes to robocalls and solicitations and things like that, I feel like everybody can agree on this, right? That we get way too many, and so the newest proposal is to stop the robocallers from leaving you ringless voicemails, and that happens. Like I know this happens to me, and I still have to remind myself, oh no, it's a ringless one, because I look down at my phone, and all of a sudden I have a new text message or I have a new voicemail, and the phone never rang. And so this is a new way that they're getting into people's phones without your permission. And so this new proposal is aiming to crack down on those. And this actually started in 2017. I was not a fan of the former chairman of the FCC, Ajit Pai. He just didn't seem to do anything, and robocalls during the pandemic were off the charts. I mean, set records in the billions every quarter. So I don't understand why this is not. I mean, this should be a bipartisan effort that everyone agrees we all hate robocalls. So hopefully this new plan will work.
Yeah. All right. Number 4, Google adding something that amounts to a hotline, I think, yeah?
Yeah, so Google has, they've added to their search results for domestic violence-related topics. They now have information on how to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And so the hotline is supported 24 hours a day. They have phone and chat services available in English and Spanish and in 200 other languages through interpreters. Intimate partner violence affects 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men over the course of their lives. And the pandemic has exacerbated all of these risk factors for domestic violence. Economic stress, depression, alcohol use, drug use has led to a huge spike in domestic violence cases.
Number three is a crypto focus.
So bogus crypto investments have led to unprecedented increases in online scams last year. This is according to new data from the Federal Trade Commission. Cryptocurrency is an easy target because it's surging in popularity, but not a lot of people really understand it, and that's kind of the problem. This FTC report says that this is especially true for younger people ages 18 to 39. They were twice as likely to report losing money to a social media scam as older adults were last year. And so these things aren't carried out on social media, but a lot of them are, a lot of people are exposed to these scams on social media. Then they get to another site, and then that's where they end up giving up money, thinking they're buying Bitcoin or whatever, and they're not. And it's just a huge scam. 95,000 people last year alone reported losing $770 million in fraud schemes on social media. So everyone, please be really careful when you're dealing with crypto.
At number two, Facebook. Boo.
Yeah, Facebook had a bad week. So Facebook on Wednesday reported their first ever quarterly decline of daily users. And this was across the globe. It actually sent their stock plunging 20%. It was a massive stock drop. It wiped out $200 billion of their market value. And this is the first time that Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, essentially they were all flat. But Facebook lost 1 million daily users in North America. And that's where they make the most of their money. So bad week for Facebook.
Yep. All right. Not a good week for Spotify either, given the Joe Rogan, Neil Young, and all the rest of the musicians piling onto the Neil Young side of the issue here, right?
Yeah. So Peloton's favorite news story in a while is about Spotify because it's taken all of the heat off of them. Spotify, of course, it started with Neil Young versus Joe Rogan. It's become so much more than that. This all started with a letter, actually, last December from a group of 270 doctors and scientists. They issued an open letter to Spotify asking them to better manage the misinformation about COVID on the platform. Nothing happened, and a month or two later, Neil Young comes along, pulls his music, and then the floodgates open. Paul McCartney, Willie Nelson, the Rolling Stones, Queen, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Grohl, Joni Mitchell, the rest of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, everybody has joined onto this now, and this has caused Spotify to lose about $4 billion in just 1 week. They're standing by Joe Rogan. He has a $100 million deal with them, but they say they're going to change up their practices and try to present more balance. Right. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's called face saving, I believe, or listener saving. Maybe that's a better, more appropriate term. There they are, the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.